But anyways, yeah, no, Texas is very diverse, in
Yeah.
a lot of ways. Ecosystem wise, West Texas is very, very dry.
Yeah.
Cool. Like, like whenever you see in movies, you see the tumbleweed,
Yeah.
going
Well,
across
like
the road.
arid desert dry, you mean? Oh, wow.
Yep. And
Man.
that's
Have you ever
it's
tried
bad.
boiling eggs on your car bonnet or somewhere? Does it get that hot?
I've actually done that.
Okay.
It was semi-successful. Wasn't I mean, now if you want to be successful, you got to go out to Arizona, and
Right.
it gets crazy hot out there. But
Wow.
here, it's like hit or miss. And where we are, like, excuse me, like Dallas, Fort Worth,
Yeah.
where I'm at, what is it? It's like a like. It's kind of like a temperate. It's like in between temperate and subtropical climate.
All right, okay.
It's, I mean, yeah, it still gets crazy hot in the summer, but the winters can get cold.
All right, okay. So you've got two opposites there. Wow.
The well, okay, what we consider cold, to people
So,
up
God,
north, it's like
what's the highest temperature in winter then? Because I'm sure
in.
Ohio is worse.
So actually, okay, so outside of 2021, because we had that bad snowstorm
Oh,
coming
yeah.
that almost knocked out our power grid,
Wow.
outside of that, like 20,
Oh, wow. That's not
like
too
I
bad.
mean, oh no, but people up north just go, but
I can't
it
take
did
this
get
because you're so used to the heat, aren't you? And then suddenly you get this
down.
wave of cold
Yes.
and oh,
It's
don't
like,
wanna leave the house. Right?
no, I was like, bring it. But no, 2021, it got here, it got down to like negative six. So,
Yeah. Oh.
that was wild. But anyways, and then when you go out to East Texas, like closer to Louisiana, definitely, to the Gulf of Mexico,
Yeah.
it's like that's like piney woods. Like it is green, luscious.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, it's beautiful. Like I used to know somebody who went to college
Yeah.
out in East Texas, and I would go see them from time to
Yeah.
time, and it was, oh, like you're used to whatever climate you're used to. Here
Yeah.
it's like temperate, it's tropical. It's not really, I mean, yeah, there's trees, there's some green, but
Yeah.
I'm in the city, like what do you
Yeah.
expect? And out here, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And so I, would be, and I would get on 20 and head east. You get to a certain point, and there's just trees just lining
Wow.
the roads.
Oh, nice.
It is green for day, for miles. Oh my.
Does it rain a lot
Honestly,
there? Is it a lot better rain season than you guys? Is that why it's green?
East
Yeah.
Texas, yeah. It
Nice.
rains a lot in East Texas. Here, it really depends on what's happening out in the Pacific. If it's El
Right.
Nino, La Nina, normal.
Yeah.
West Texas just gets a bunch of, oh,
How?
they're desert, and they're dry as they can be. Especially like El Paso.
Okay.
But
Wow.
we also get our fair share of tornadoes too, because we're
Oh,
right
yeah. I
in
was
the
gonna
eye.
say, yeah, tornadoes and
Oh yeah.
oh.
It's the
Just make sure
closest.
you live in a brick house, right? As long as you're in
Oh
a
yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The well, so I think the closest we've ever been to a tornado, or at least I have,
Yeah.
was 2015, and this was really weird. It hit the day after Christmas, and
All right.
that's very
Yeah.
unusual for us,
Yeah.
because spring. So right now, this is prime time. This is like, this is our, because we have two kind of like bad weather, severe weather seasons.
Yeah.
Spring is like the worst one. That
All
is
right.
like buckle
Wow.
down, is about to hit the fan. And then fall is like, it's kind of like the younger sibling. It's kind of like,
Yeah, a mini tornado or something like
yeah, I mean, it can still get pretty bad, but
that.
spring is the worst. But we got a big big tornado in the day after Christmas. And
Oh.
the winter just started, so I was like,
That's crazy.
what's happening here?
Yeah.
And what gave it away was on Christmas, it was
Yeah.
80 degrees, and we're out on the front porch just in shorts, and
That is
it was
weird,
like,
man. That is, yeah.
what is
Did it knock any houses down
this?
or any
What is
trees uprooted or anything?
this? Yeah, we had no, we I think we had just cut down our last tree in the
All right.
front yard. So, but our neighbor still had trees.
Yeah.
Or well, other than that, oh no, we still had the two trees in the backyard. Yeah, that's right. But the and so so they were saying, the day after Christmas is gonna get bad. And of
Yeah.
course to us it's like, okay, that's, we call that a Tuesday,
Yeah.
kind of like how Californians are used to earthquakes. They're like, all right, big deal. so it's and I actually got sick that day. I remember that.
Oh
And
man.
we're we're just kicking, just kicking it back. It's kind of just a lazy day.
Yeah.
And then it gets into the night, and it starts to get pretty exciting. And we're like, okay, whatever. And then it gets to a point where it's like, ooh,
Something's going on, yeah.
let's go to the let's go inside the bathroom, because in that house, my bathroom was the only room in the house that did not have any windows.
Okay.
And so we went in there and hunkered down, and of course I'm feeling like, ugh. So I had to get myself up,
Yeah.
and we got in there, and oh my God, I remember the I was listening to the radio on my phone,
Yeah.
actually, just trying to hear, okay, like what's going
What's
on,
going on? Yeah.
and then the power goes out.
Oh, man.
And I remember, like, of course, under doors, there's, you can see kind of like there's a crack you can kind of sort of see. And I remember there was so much lightning that it was like if someone had just had a flashlight, it was just
Oh,
right there. It was
wow.
so much. And, we're, it's loud. You can hear the wind, the rain's coming down, thunder's
Oh,
loud,
God.
and it's like, all right,
Yeah.
on, you're gonna be done here.
Yeah.
But what made our hearts drop was it all of a sudden went dead quiet.
Wow.
But oh crap, because when you
What's
because when it goes from
coming next?
like it's like what real loud, real
Yeah.
big to crickets,
That
just
is crazy. Oh.
where's the freight train? Because typically that's a sign that a tornado is gonna come
Yeah.
barreling through. So we're 5 minutes go past, okay, nothing. 10 minutes, okay, 20 minutes, okay, 30 minutes. And of course power's still out. And we get out, and we're like, okay, and then I'm listening, and they said that and of course spotting a tornado at night is so hard. You have to rely on radar, and whenever it hits like a power line, and there's a big old flash of light.
Right, sparks and stuff, yeah.
And they said that it was in like in Wiley, which was, it's like 20 minutes or so north of us.
All right.
And it was going east, and of course, tornadoes take the weirdest paths. It's
Yeah.
not just like,
It's not
it's
straight,
like,
no. Yeah.
it's
It's like a
God.
pinball machine, isn't it? You know, when it gets knocked about.
Well, it really is. So we and then and so the day after, of course we drove out to see if there was any damage.
Yeah.
And the nearest damage we could find was about, what was it, like 5 miles away from us,
Oh,
I think. Yeah. And we're like, oh, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank
wow.
God, thank God. But there was some pretty good devastation, in other parts of the city we were in. It
Yeah.
was a big one too. Like, it was a EF4, I believe, which is
Oh,
like one
scale.
below the max. So,
Oh my God, that's crazy. You ever seen those
yeah.
storm chasers? I love watching those programs where they go out. These, it's their job to literally keep an eye on these, you know, and they kind of know, they try to figure out, you know, like you're saying, how it moves. Mm-hmm. They kind of things up there and that right. kind of detects its movement. It's really interesting.
Oh, it's interesting. You're nuts.
The eye of the storm, yeah. like this. Do you have a bunker there where you are? You should make a bunker. You've got so much land, mashallah.
That's kind of the issue, is that, you know, unless if we could find a way to, like, enclose, like, the yeah. path to it, so we're not completely exposed.
Right, right.
That would be nice, but honestly, it's like, you know, if we deal with so much, it's kind of like, you know, although one thing I've noticed was when I lived in the DFW area,
yeah,
lightning was kind of an issue. Like, okay, I know a lot of people call it cloud to ground, but it's actually ground to cloud. But, you know, I'm not gonna get that. But there was a lot of, you know, cloud to ground, yeah. you know, but not really. Out here, oh my God, it's a lot more, like crazy amounts. Like, you know, I'll be in my room just, and then, you know, power kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. And then all of a sudden, you know, you hear this big old sonic boom, you know, windows rattling.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Can we not do this today? Thank you. And my biggest worry, outside of my room, we've got this big old tower, and it's actually for our Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay.
So we don't have what is it called? Fiber.
Yeah.
Down the street.
Right.
So what we have to use is called line of sight.
Yeah.
There's a water tower in the town next to us. and it uses line of sight for, so we have a receiver and on the water tower's transmitter, so that's how the internet pretty much works.
Okay.
It's pretty good, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Is it fast? Is it fast enough?
It's, I mean, to do this, yeah. yeah.
Well, I've seen no lag, so it's looking good so far. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, it's the speed is not the issue, it's connectivity.
Yeah.
Kind of is, but like on their end. But other than that, it's great. But anyways, but you know, it's a big old tower, and I'm just my biggest fear is that since it's dang tall, that, you know, it's easier for lightning to hit that. If it hits that, oh, it's gonna be so freaking loud. I'm gonna be oh, you know, and oh, but anyways. So.
Yeah, I mean, people have actually got struck by lightning as well. I mean, first of all, I always think whenever that happens, you know, it's lightning. What are you doing outside? Just find cover somewhere. But sometimes it could, you know, come out of nowhere, and you'll mm-hmm. see people just get struck, and they, you know, they get burnt quite bad, or sometimes they just, like, it throws them off wherever they are. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Could be doing it, could do anything.
Well, you know, it's, I think on average, I think it's like 270 people out of 330 million in the United States get struck, you know, every year. And, you know, and lightning is, I think it's like 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun. But it's literally for a split second.
Yeah,
it's, you know, it's second. Not a, you know, and just depending on how the lightning goes through, that's actually something really cool.
Yeah.
It's tragic, it's painful, it's horrible, you know, for the person. Like, I gotta make sure, you know, like, this sucks. But when you see, like, on their body, like, you know, where the lightning has traveled, it's like, it's the lightning. Like, it's, you know, it's got the streak,
like a zigzag.
It's got the main,
oh my God.
Yeah, it looks so cool, but it's like,
that's crazy. Flash.
<Yep. laughs> Like,
it's like those superhero stories, right? Okay, you wake up with a superpower next day or something.
Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Like the Flash.
Like, suddenly you point at someone and like, oh, okay.
Damn.
That'd be nice.
I, man, if I Yeah, if I got struck and became super fast, I'd be like, all right, first off, Mecca. I don't
By
gotta
foot.
fly. I don't gotta deal with customs. I don't gotta deal
Oh
with
man,
TSA. Man, let's go. Let's
that would
get
be
done.
awesome.
But now living out here, it's not bad. It's just
Yeah.
there, when you the well, so actually, interesting. Interestingly enough, we actually got friends visiting us who are from
Okay.
Canada,
Nice.
and and we were kind of going back and forth about, like how politics work in Canada and how politics work here, and
Yeah.
it's so different. And one thing that kind of threw me off guard, and I was like, oh, this is actually, oh, you got a point, is that in Canada,
Yeah.
they're not as polarized as we are here. And I was like, that must be nice. That must be great. Oh, and that's true,
Yeah.
but not to the sense of like state versus state. It's really how the cities are,
Right.
in each state. And here in Texas, the like all the rural and small towns
Yeah.
are very conservative, very conservative. Like if you listen just closely enough, you can hear someone yelling out from 2024 while playing the banjo. It's very conservative. But if you go to Dallas,
Yeah.
Austin, El Paso, Houston, to an
Houston.
extent, they're weird. They
How
are
far are
weird.
you from Houston? I'm
Oh,
sure I asked you this, but
5 hours.
5 hours, oh my God. Because I heard there's a good Muslim community there. I heard there's a huge presence.
There actually is, yeah.
Yeah.
They so actually all the not that long ago, there
Yeah.
was actually a big like MSA event.
Oh, nice.
All the MSAs from all over the country went
Yeah.
to Houston to compete
Cool.
in different stuff like, Quran recitation, nasheeds,
Oh.
football, baseball, all that stuff,
Fantastic.
and I was like, in Houston,
Yeah.
and then the University of Houston's MSA is huge. I was like,
Yeah.
oh, well, I'll be. But Dallas, yeah, I think it's if I'm remembering this correctly, I think it's like the Medina of the United States of in terms of like Muslim population
Yeah.
wise.
Oh wow. Dallas
Could be.
Cowboys, right? You ever, you, I'm sure you come across a lot of, I mean, in Ohio there's not much Cowboys, but
Football team, there's too much of that.
yeah.
But actual like Cowboys, if you get it out into the country enough, you'll definitely find them.
Yeah. What about that sport? Have you ever seen that sport or been to an event where the bull riding? That's some
They
next
do it once.
level. That's an art, right?
It's
To stay
madness.
on. Yeah, you could potentially
But
get
because
killed or have your bones broken, right?
people have gotten seriously hurt from it. I
Yeah.
mean, that bull ain't happy. But yeah, I've only been into it once, and we actually had a student from China. I mean, this was
Yeah.
before
Yeah.
our relationship with man. But we had a student like a student exchange program.
Oh yeah.
So we sponsored a kid from Chengchun, which is, from my understanding, is like the Detroit
All right.
of China in terms of like automatic, like that's like a lot of cars are built and whatnot.
Yeah.
They're pretty dang close to North Korea.
All right.
That's just in terms of location. But
Yeah.
yeah, he came out, he's pretty young, and we were just trying to get him immersed, in the Texas
Yeah,
culture,
jump on a bull.
and we showed him
Oh my God.
all the different events, and he
You
was just like, "What am I doing right now?
guys are
What? These
crazy.
people are crazy." And I'm like, "Listen, man, There are some weird things that you do over there, but
Yeah, exactly. We all have our weird things.
I'm not going to deny our weirdness, okay? Just like
Listen, everyone's
gun
got a
culture.
weird sport. Trust me, man. I don't know if you know this. Have you heard of Kabaddi by any chance?
Say that one more time.
Kabaddi? Have you heard of that?
I can't say I have.
Well, yeah, I hadn't heard of this sport up until it was introduced, not to me, but I used to watch a couple of the events. This was back in the UK. And it is literally, it's like it's dodgeball, but without the ball. It's the human being, basically. You got to literally, get past, certain people. And it can get like a wrestling match. But yeah, there's some crazy
Interesting.
sports out there.
Oh.
Yeah. But
I
yeah,
mean, well.
what about what would you say is the main sport in Texas? Is it American
Football.
football or yeah? What about
It's a
soccer?
religion here.
What about soccer? Come on, I gotta mention.
It's interesting that you say something like that, because in well here, American football or egg ball or whatever you want to call it.
Whatever the heck
Anyways.
that shape is. Well, I mean, it's what the English call rugby, but with helmets, right? Because it's the same ball in
So
rugby as well.
it's so same idea, but rugby goes harder. And how they, I think the mechanics of the game are very different.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Because to me, rugby seems very, it's kind of like soccer, where it's kind of continuous. Whereas here in American football, you go at it for like 10 seconds,
Yeah, then
and
you
then
just
40 seconds, it's like, okay, all
that's
right,
annoying to be
huddle.
honestly. That's annoying. I did try to watch it, like the big games. I tried a couple. I'm like, just carry on with the game. Why do you guys keep stopping on the lines? Just keep going.
It's, that's one thing that I've learned. Well, because I mean, I grew up with sport. I grew up with, oops, I grew up with American football and baseball. Like, baseball was
Oh,
my baby.
baseball.
That was
I
my
like,
baby.
yeah,
That was
I
my
like
first love.
baseball.
It's oh yeah, like a lot of people go, it's boring, and I'm like,
It's
you're not
smacking that ball
entirely.
so hard, it's so exhilarating. Like, it's
Oh,
de-stressing,
when it
man.
gets going, oh yeah,
Man.
no, yeah, no, you're right. When it gets going, oh, it's fun.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it's, but like once you understand like the mechanics of the game, how everything works, it makes sense. But like if you don't, you're just kind of like, why are you stopping? And I played, like I played football when I was in like middle school and high school. And except for my senior year, because my doctor was like, okay, so before we played the sport, we had to perform a physical and all that, right? He looks at me, and I'm going in for football and baseball, and he looks at me and he goes, so tell me, do you want to be functional when you're 60? Like, do you want to be cognizant of anything? And I was like, yes, don't play football this year. And I was like, say less, because I mean, there were other factors, like I wanted to focus on grades, and I knew I wasn't going to get a lot of playing time anyway. So I was like, you know what, you don't got to tell me twice. But the and there's actually different variations of football. It's because a lot of people who just don't know the sport, whether they're in America or not, it doesn't really matter. When they hear football, they're thinking 11 on 11, and that's the most common. And I mean, that's what you see, college football, which, why do we glorify college sports? I don't know.
They're starting out.
Like it's a well, it's a debate. It's like people go, oh, do you prefer college football or NFL? And I'm like, NFL, because at least I know the players. Like, jeez. But anyways, but like, but they, but it's like 11 on 11. Well, there are other variations. Like, there's six man, there's seven man. I think there's even like nine man,
What the
which,
hell? That's crazy.
but my school played six man football, and it's different. Like, it's the field is shorter by like 20 yards, or actually no, 40 yards. Like, it's because like in the 11 man, it's 100 yards, and
Wow. Less
six
running
man
then,
is
right?
it's 80 yards. And in 11 man football, not everybody is a eligible receiver or an eligible receiver. In six man, everyone is, even the damn quarterback. I'm not kidding. Even the quarterback. And it's, we took advantage of this at my school. It was really funny. So we had a play where the three linemen, because you had, you have three linemen, and then you have kind of a hammerback, like a, that was a weird position of itself. And then, of course, quarterback and running back. So three would block, three linemen would block, and then this other guy would block too. Quarterback will pitch it to the running back. Quarterback goes on this weird banana route, and runs a fly, and running back will just throw it right to him.
Oh.
And we're like, what? And we ran it, like, because like we were blowing out this one dude. We're blowing them out, and we're like, let's run it. Like, why not? Let's see if it works. It actually did. We're like, oh my God, so
What position do
stupid.
you play? What, well, when you were playing, what was your main?
What the center was? Yep, that was me. I was just too bulky to be like a receiver or anything like that. So they just put me at a as a lineman, which I'm like, fine. If I don't gotta run, then
I'm gonna say, do you
shit, man.
what's your so what, like in that position, what's your role? Is it to, if you've got a possession, you pass it on, or keep moving
So,
forward?
well, I'm the first position to even touch the ball. So then when I snap back, nine out of, well, if it's 11 man, you're blocking. That's all you're doing. It's 11 man. Six man, it depends on the play that's called. To be fair, like 90% of the calls, I'm blocking somebody,
All right.
but there's a few where I would, go on a little, like, if I'm running a route, it's just a 5 yard banana route, just, and then, and I think I scored out of my, let's see, seven, eight, nine, out of my 5 years of playing football, I think I have scored like one touchdown. Which, hey, I'll take it.
Hey,
but
any success is good, better than none, right?
exactly, and so but I do remember one play where I never, so I've never really like broken a bone or anything, unless you count the skull. And I did crack my head open when I was like two, but
Oh my God.
that's it.
That's another
Oh yeah,
story.
that. Whenever I tell that story to like friends, they go, "Oh, that explains so much." And I'm like, "Shut up.
That explains a lot.
Shut your
I
mouth."
was gonna say that, but I don't know you too well, so
It's fine. It's all fine.
awesome.
I've had jobs where, or things, in my life where it doesn't matter how I phrase it, it's gonna be bad. Like, for example, I think I mentioned this last time. I used to be a photographer, and when I used to do yearbook photos, whenever someone would ask me, "So what do you do for a living?" I'd be like, "Give me like 2 minutes. I need to phrase this in a way that doesn't make me sound like I'm an awful human being, or I sound like a complete and total creep." And because it was like, because I can't say, like, "Oh, I take pictures of children."
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I go into schools and I shoot, you know, and I shoot children. Wait,
Oh
no.
my God.
Like
Yeah,
I
very
can't, there's
sensitive.
no,
No.
so I'm like, okay, what I do, I'm a professional photographer. I do yearbook photos for schools via private company. Oh, okay. I'm like, I know that's a mouthful, but like,
Yeah. I
there's
don't
no
know how
good way
else
to
to
put it.
explain it, yeah.
Right. And of
Without you
course, my
jumping to
friends,
conclusions.
well,
Right?
yeah, and a lot of my friends were like, so you take pictures of children and upload them to your laptop? I'm like,
Oh my
you know,
God.
I'm driving right now, and
Yeah.
I've got
Oh
great
my
insurance on
God.
this car.